And we close today, as we do every Friday, with a snapshot. Today's comes from Betty Baye, a columnist with the Courier-Journal in Louisville, Kentucky. She wanted to ring in the summer with a look back at her favorite vacation spot in the whole wide world.
Sykesville, Maryland, that is. At my Aunt Evelyn and Uncle Butt Rubottom's house. What? You've never heard of Sykesville? Well, to get there, just start your car in Baltimore and drive west for about half an hour. You can't miss it. Actually, you can, but that's part of its charm. You know, Sykesville is one of those picture-perfect places where on Memorial Day and the 4th of July, American flags flap proudly from every mailbox and streetlight. The population still numbers under 5,000, and about 5% of that 5,000 are black. Between 2001 and 2005, there were no murders, no rapes, no robberies in Sykesville. Maybe that's why the median home value has risen to a whopping $342,500. Imagine that. A lot's changed since my Aunt Ebby and Uncle Butt and their sons, my cousins Larry and Freddie, built their own house there with their own hands and on land that had been in my Uncle Butt's family for generations. Rubottom Estates, I used to call it. For years, it was the last stop at the end of Oklahoma Road, now renamed Oklahoma Avenue, and it was my last stop on annual summer vacations away from home. For me, a kid from the New York City projects, Sykesville was an oasis. When I visited Aunt Ebby and Uncle Butt, I was free. I could exhaust myself, running, jumping, playing, hanging out with my cousins, or just stretched out under a tree, meditating, or reading a book until Aunt Ebby called me in for supper. Oh, supper. Mountains of fried chicken and potato salad. Oh, my goodness. We spent many an evening gathered together, aunts, uncles, and talented cousins in Aunt Ebby and Uncle Butt's basement. We'd dance and sing gospel music, Precious Lord, Take My Hand, rock and roll, and Freddie would do a mean James Brown, I Feel Good. And my cousin Ronnie Hollinsworth, oh baby, he could wail on that saxophone. And I could see in my mind's eye my mother jumping out of her chair with the winning card plastered to her forehead in the bidwist game. Oh, Mama, she could play those cards. Well, Rubottom Estates is much quieter these days. My aunts and uncle, my parents, they're all dead now. But the land and the house is still in the family. Cousin Freddie's widow and their kids and grandkids live there now. A little further up the hill, you'll find a spacious spread with a pool, and that's my cousin Larry's house. As summer officially kicked off yesterday, I couldn't help but think of those good old days in Sykesville and Dorothy in the Broadway hit The Wiz. In one of her lower moments, Dorothy looks back and she says, "When I think of home, I think of a place where there's love overflowing. I wish I was home. I wish I was back there with the things I've been knowing." Indeed. And for many summers, Sykesville, Maryland was my home away from home.
Betty Baye is a columnist with the Courier-Journal in Louisville, Kentucky. To see pictures of Betty and her family at the old Rubottom Estates, go to our website, npr.org/news and notes.